We're glad you can join us here today. Artists and art lovers alike will want to check out this new community art space and gallery in the Lansing Mall. It's called Keys to Creativity, and producer Katie Cook stopped by to check it out. Katie, what'd you find out?
Well, when you walk in, you see that it's an art gallery, but it's got lots of art for sale, but it turns out there's a lot more to it.
Mm. What else do they do?
Well, their whole focus is on the community. They offer different kinds of art classes for kids and adults, and they come up with some really creative ideas for events. I talked with the founder, Larry Groot, and I first asked him where the idea for the space came from.
Well, it started off with Keys in the Cities, which was a piano installation art project that we put in Lansing and East Lansing. From that, developed Keys to Creativity. And we had some pianos painted here in the Lansing Mall. And the mall saw the activity, the interest around it, and asked us if we would open up a community arts center. That's where the project began.
Who did you envision the space being for?
I wanted it to be for everybody. And I tried to find out what my parameters would be with the mall. And the short story is I have pretty much unlimited control of what we're going to be doing. Whether we're going to be featuring special artists, we can do that, but it's primarily a community art space. And art, the definition of that is very wide-ranging, which means that it involves dance, music, spoken word, theater. Any of those kind of arts are things that we're interested in. And so you come into the gallery, you see all this impressive wall art from all local artists, but that's not solely just what we're interested in.
So you have things for kids and adults, or is there one age group that you're mostly focused on?
No, we're pretty much focused. We'd like to establish programs for preschoolers, obviously a morning type activity, homeschooler, and adults. We can be here till 9-10 o'clock at night, so we have a lot of leniency with respect to time, and we don't really operate with mall hours. Being a community art space, their understanding of what the community needs are incredibly helpful for us to be able to achieve a program like this.
What are some specific examples of classes that you teach?
Well, we just finished a Monster Makers class, which was a two-part class. That was a lot of fun. Kids came in, they build these papier-mâché monsters. And so the first class, they had to build the monster. The second class, because the papier-mâché had to dry, and a lot of these were heavily papered mâchéd, so you know, even a week's drying wasn't quite all. So the monsters got painted, but they also had to build an environment for them. They had to have a backstory for the monsters. So what that really means is the kids were learning to build a narrative around their art. And I was totally impressed with what the teacher, Miss Thaler, was able to achieve with that. It was really fun. And we also have a superheroes class coming up. We're going to be having watercolors. We're going to have drawing. We're also going to be leading into poetry and written word and exploring that in the winter of 2016. So we hope to have a wide variety of classes. I like this space because it's a community art space. This is not my idea. It's not going to go the direction that I want it to go. It's going to go the direction the community needs it to go and is willing to put the time in. And so whatever develops will develop from that aspect as opposed to a preconceived idea.
After talking with founder Larry Groot about Keys to Creativity, I dropped in on an open drawing class and talked to the teacher, Marissa Thaler, and two students, Marique and Alexa. Marissa, what do you teach here at the studio?
I'm mostly in charge of heading up the open draws, which is less teaching and just more being a presence and directing people in their own drawings, because everybody just brings their own projects to sit down and work on, whether it be the student open draw or the adult open draw in the evenings.
Why do you think Lansing could use a place like Keys to Creativity?
I think Keys will do a really nice job of kind of filling this void in the Lansing area for an instructive art presence. I think a lot of people are interested in art, but it seems that they feel it's kind of out of their reach. They haven't had classical training. They like to draw, or they would like to know how to draw, but they feel that it's unattainable because they've never had the direction. And now at this point in their life, it feels too far gone. And I think Keys would have a really interesting ability to tap into that market. And I think we could offer some classes that are not too scary, accessible for people to learn these skills that they've been interested in.
And what kind of art do you do? What's your medium?
I do mostly drawing mediums. I really like ink and pencil. I do a little bit of printmaking, but mostly just line.
Can you tell me your name?
My name is Marik.
What kind of art do you like to do?
A lot of varieties of art.
Like what? What are some of your favorites?
Manga and just any random drawings.
What's manga?
Manga is a stylized art like anime with large eyes and humanoid characters.
You draw all these in the book?
Yes, I draw lots of anime figures and manga characters I make up in my book.
They're really cool. Do you name them?
Sometimes.
So what's different about coming here to draw than just drawing at home by yourself?
There's lots of other people here, which helps, and some of them have similar styles and some of them have other styles.
What's your name?
Alexa.
What kind of art do you like to do?
Mostly just sketching and studying for now, but I do hope to get more into animation and stuff like that.
Tell me about what you're drawing now.
I really don't know. It's like a wolf, but I don't know what I want to do with it. It's probably going to be some kind of weird thing. Something to do with cross-hatching, because that's what I'm doing now, but yeah.
So why do you come here to draw?
Because it's really cool, like, seeing, like, younger artists and older artists and, like, seeing them be able to, like, share their styles and stuff and share their experiences with art.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.